This is the Laughlin Town Advisory Board, Laughlin Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029. Today's date is June 9th, 2026. The time is 1:30 p.m. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Kathleen Hickman at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material will be available at the on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. At this time, I'll call roll. I'm here. Kathy Oakes.
Present.
Bradley Beck.
Here.
Kathleen Haas is excused. Carrie Larson.
Here.
We do have a quorum. Our secretary, Kathleen Hickman, 702-298-0828. Or she can be reached at kathleen.hickman@clarkcountynv.gov. And our county liaison is Mark Moskowitz, 702-298-0828, 702-455-6173, or mark.moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. This time, I'll ask Carrie to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing as no one's stepping up, I will combine items 3 and 4, approval of the minutes for May 12, 2026, and approval of the agenda for June 9, 2026, and hold and combine or delete any items.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve item 3 and item 4 in one motion.
Second.
Thank you, Carrie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 5, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz on the Athletics Day in Laughlin, the new fitness room at Spirit Mountain Activity Center, and any other updates from Clark County. Mark?
Thank you, Chair. If we could bring up my presentation. So I know on May 12th, right before a town board meeting, I mentioned the A's Day in Laughlin, and I wanted to share just some pictures, and then I'll share a video. It was a very successful event. It was so great. We've heard from kids, parents, students, everybody, how impactful it was. And that was the goal of it. It was for the A's to really be invested in the community. They provided a staff appreciation lunch where they gave out some swag to teachers and faculty, and it was nice to see that. And then the career panel that Commissioner Knapp hosted was really impactful. It had professionals from the A's team, from human resources, corporate partnerships, and special projects. And there's a lot of questions about how to get a career in sports that's maybe not on the field. And a big thing that stuck with me too is to not be afraid of failure. So a lot of them said they might have failed at the beginning, but they didn't give up. And I thought that was really meaningful to all those students. And they had a great dialogue with them as well. They talked about career in sports and business, professional development pathways. So that was really good. And then I know on the top right, they honored Andre Prozia, who's a Laughlin alum and educator. And he's also, his list is he's the English teacher, he's the basketball coach, the baseball coach, and assistant football coach. They surprised him in recognition. The A's did this, and the A's are currently playing at the Las Vegas ballpark, and they provided him tickets to go there. And then I believe the Fox 5 News team did like an award to him as well. So he was very shocked and excited. It was good to be able to do that. And I'd love to share a video, so I'll do that now.
We're here at Bennett Elementary School in Laughlin Junior Senior High, and today we're visiting with the athletics. So we're really excited to have Stomper on campus to spend some time at recess with our elementary kids. And then later, he's going to be joined by Commissioner Knapp and some staff from the A's to do a career panel for our kids 6 through 12. So we're really excited. It's a great opportunity to expose them to all the great things in baseball and our community.
For me, it was always baseball, and I'm glad I found my way back.
This means that they can achieve. So out here in Nevada, in rural Nevada, Laughlin, it's a small town, but it doesn't mean our kids can't experience the same thing. So we really believe regardless of zip code, kids have access, they have opportunity, and this is a great indicator of that. Our kids can have great experiences, they can be involved in it, and they can be fun things in a meaningful way. So we're really excited.
So it was a very successful day. That mascot, he was amazing in the heat, and he held every kid and all that. So it was a really, really good day. We also, that day, we did the fitness room ribbon cutting. It was a really great turnout by the community. We're very excited to have fitness equipment that's inside, especially now that we have the summer months coming. So I also wanted to show some pictures of the equipment if people haven't seen it yet. We've got two treadmills, three bikes. We've got a weight machine that kind of you can do all kinds of things on. There's a punching bag, there's a bench, there's also another seated bike and free weights. So really excited, please go check it out. It's at Spirit Mountain Activity Center. And I wanted to announce, I know we had mentioned for the rest of May that it was gonna be free. Through the end of June, it's gonna be free as well. So please, if you don't get a chance, go check it out. You have to go there, you have to check in and kind of for the liability and release of all that stuff. But as you can see there, when the new rates will start July 1st, and they're quite affordable. And also, we do have scholarship programs, so please don't be deterred. Reach out to them. You can apply through Alon and Don at the front desk. We'll be able to help you if you need to get a scholarship through the Parks and Recs department. But as you can see, for teens, adults, and seniors, the daily fee is $1 for teens, $2 for adults up to 54, and seniors, it's $1. 30-day pass for teens is $7, and that's 13 to 17-year-olds. 18 to 54 is $8 for a 30-day pass, and seniors is $2 for a 30-day pass. And the 12-month pass for teens will be $50, adults is $55, and seniors is $17. So If you have any questions or anything about it, please let us know. Also, give us feedback on it. I think it's been really well used. We're keeping track of how many people use it because we want to be able to show that we need it and we want to possibly be able to expand or stuff like that. So with these programs, when we put them in, if we don't get a lot of foot traffic, it makes it hard to justify it for more equipment or more stuff like that. But please go check it out. You could also just, you don't have to pay to go in there. You can look at it and see and all that. So please take a look at it when you have a chance. This is something I'm very, very excited to announce. I know we had a very successful movie in the park, and there was a big ask in the community to do a swim and a dive-in movie. So Friday, June 26th at 7 p.m. at the Laughlin Aquatic Center, we're going to be showing Finding Nemo. I want to do a little ocean water theme, but it's complimentary. Come and swim and enjoy a movie under the stars. We're very excited to have it, so you'll be able to swim. You can sit on the deck and just watch the movie, but like I said, it'll be Friday, June 26th at 7 p.m. So we're very excited to bring this back, and then we'll hopefully have some more throughout the rest of the summer. But yeah, and we've got some flyers on the back, so please grab those. And then also to note, the Aquatic Center is open Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 6, Tuesday and Thursday from 12 to 4, and it's closed Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they will be closed July 4th. So, and these are the hours from May 23rd to August 9th. So please go use the pool. It's a great resource in the community. So that's good. And then we can bring down my presentation. I have, I think, two more things. We have some applications or job descriptions in the back. Real property management that oversees all of our buildings. There's operations and there's outside buildings, inside buildings and areas. They have an opening here in Laughlin for a senior facility maintenance technician. So there's some applications in the back. It essentially oversees all these buildings and helps with like the HVAC, with the electrical, mechanical, the day-to-day operations. So we had a retirement, so now we have an open position. So please, 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 if you know anybody in the community that's looking for a job, let us know. And if you have any questions, let me know and I can connect you with Real Property Management. But we've got some job descriptions in the back. So, yep. And then I also just want to thank Carrie in the chamber. I was able to attend the Chef's Food Fest. Wonderful job. I know Val will probably talk on it more, but that's a really great community effort and work, and it's for a good cause, and it's really good to see a lot of good community partners. So good job. And with those are my updates.
Thank you. Receive a report from Sergeant Blum regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concerns. I hope I said that right.
Good afternoon, board. I'm Sergeant Blum with Metro Police. I'm filling in for Lieutenant Grant Rogers. Just to go over some brief information here from the Laughlin calls for service. Given 2026 May, we're looking at 287 calls for service, down from this time last year, which we had 346 calls for service, so that's a 17% reduction overall, and even down from April of last month, or the previous month. Traffic citations, there was 128, DUIs, 4. Battery domestic violence cases, there was 5. And for the bookings, we had 21 adults arrested and 0 juveniles. Kind of concludes the overall view of what we have going on. The board have any other questions?
No.
Nope. Nope.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
For time.
I don't see Tim Waller, but I see somebody back there. from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Yes, I am Vincent Pacifico, last name Pacifico with Nevada Highway Patrol. Sergeant Waller is on a well-deserved vacation in Sedona. This month of May, we had 474 traffic stops, 405 total citations were issued. We only had 4 crashes and fortunately 0 fatal crashes, and only made 1 arrest during the month of May. We had a total contacts of 617, which includes car stops, motorists assist, abandoned vehicles, pedestrians, et cetera. That's it for the report. Any questions on highways?
Yes.
I knew you would.
I always do. So when are they going to finish with the construction? And are they going to move the 55 closer to where it actually needs to be, 55?
What I know as of probably today or by the end of the week, I think they will have finished putting down the layer of pavement that they're putting down now. Right now they're putting down the 3-inch layer, and they're all the way up by the I-11. One of our swing shift guys was working the overtime up there today, and he was done by about noon. So I think probably soon they're gonna lay the I forgot what they call it, the 1-inch layer over the top. But now keep in mind that starts all the way at mile marker 37, goes all the way up to 54, little more than that. I don't know when that's going to start. The good thing is Sergeant Waller did talk to them, and they instead of having 20 miles worth of barrels, they're doing like 4 to 5 to 7 mile increments, which is a lot easier and better, obviously. As far as the 55 sign, that's a great question. And Sergeant Waller and I were talking about this last week. I know he's going to mention to them again, like, hey, we need to get rid of that or turn it around or something, because that's pointless. But I could tell you this, from a law enforcement standpoint, we as Nevada Highway Patrol, we're not going to enforce that 55, that 15 some odd mile stretch where there's nothing going on. So we're not going to enforce it. There are people that are abiding by the 55, which, okay, good for them. But, then you got people buzzing by at 80, 85 miles an hour. Right. And I can tell you, too, Metro, they're not allowed. Oh, they left. I can't even make a joke. Metro left.
They left.
That ruins the joke when they're not here. Yeah. All right. Well, anyhow, so I don't have a definitive answer on that, okay? I know that they're getting ready to do the top layer soon. I think they're supposed to be done by sometime in July. I heard they were a little kind of behind schedule. I don't know how behind. I will definitely try to find out that answer. I was going to say by next month, but by next month, they might be halfway done with that. But the 55 sign, I'm going to work on getting that turned around or moved or something. I'm going to talk to Sergeant Waller about that, because he's got the juice in this business. So,
because it just seems so ridiculous. There's 100% nothing
agree.
There, and it's just sitting there, and it's like, I'm not going to get a ticket. And yeah. I sure as hell am not going to have Sergeant Waller pull me over.
Right. But if any of us do pull any of you folks over, we will be sure to present it on the screen next month. So,
I'm sure you would.
All right. So sorry I don't have a definitive answer, but I'll definitely try to find
but
out.
But I always ask.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a little frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I get you. So, yeah. All right. Any more questions?
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Are you new?
I am. Good eye.
Always introduce new. Yourself, please.
Brad Brazil, I'm the captain over at 76 on C Platoon. I've been down here for 3 months. So, newer guy, still going through my ropes training, just finished my boat training. Terrifying at first. Absolutely awesome once you get the hang of it a little bit, but
yeah
it was quite something. My apologies, I printed this out on the smallest piece of paper ever known. We were a little busy this morning, so just got this done, but maybe no. If I have you hold it over there, I can read it just fine. Calls for service, April 2025, we had 166, and we're up to 180 for April, 184 for May last year, and up to 215 this year. So climbing steadily, as we expected. But a couple of other things. We've been doing a lot of stuff with our radios to get operability with both the helicopter over here, not just the helicopters from town, with FEMA, with Bullhead City, for when they come over to help us respond. We just had a high-rise fire not too long ago and didn't have comms that worked with them. So we're working through all of that. Our FEMA guys have been doing an excellent job with that, getting that all dialed in. So I think we've got it. We're gonna meet next week and go over all the radio communication and stuff and make sure that we're good on every channel for every area that we use. Just depends on where we are for the repeater. As you guys know, we travel pretty far some days.
Right. So some fire calls, has but. Not had that?
I'm sorry, what?
So fire department has not had that?
We have had that. However, they just went to a new encrypted system.
Okay.
Because I don't know why. It works better in casinos and works better in town. and it really messed everything up down here. Not just for us, but Bullhead City was having the same problems as well as the air ambulances.
Okay, I'm prior law enforcement, so we had Claymars for, you know, going back to the 80s for law enforcement, but I was surprised to hear.
It's pretty complicated. The guy tried to explain it to me and glassed over immediately, but apparently there's a lot more technology involved in it now. They put repeaters in all the casinos up in town and everything so that we didn't have comms in the casinos was another problem. So we did get our boat back. Our boat was offline for just a little bit, a little more than a little bit. They sometimes take a little while to get fixed, but it is back. We have had some critical calls on the river lately. A couple weeks ago was our major one, two patients, both very critical. So we appreciate the equipment. Sometimes there's no other way to get to these people besides the boat, and so it's been good. We also sent five of our guys back for a couple weeks for some training to do so that they could do advanced boat operations. It's pretty intense. It's only 2 weeks long. They're already boat operation instructors, but we sent them back for that just to get them really up to par, and it's pretty wild what they can do with that boat. It's pretty fun stuff, but so they are now back teaching the rest of us what they learned, basically. So we've been doing a lot of training on the river, if you've seen us out there. Helicopter landings are up. We appreciate Highway Patrol left, but NHP, especially out on the highway, we can't land helicopters, especially at night, without them. And they have been Johnny on the spot lately. We have had some critical calls up there. So luckily, no fatalities in the last month. We do have a new fire engine in the works. Engine 76's fire engine has 220,000 miles on it now. So it's limping these days and leaking a little and doing all the things that old engines do. But there is a new one in the works. It will have a bigger water tank, 750 gallons versus 500, which is great for stuff out on the highway and brush fires and where we don't have hydrants. So, and we started this morning off with a code save, which is a cardiac arrest that was dead. And now they're not, so we take a lot of pride in that. We have had a few of those recently in the last couple of months. So although they're just numbers, those are all kind of what's going on.
And I assume with all the winds and the dry conditions, fire is a concern.
My biggest concern is the Colorado Bell. I think it's a huge concern. We have bearded palm trees grown right up through the wood in there. I know that there's probably some homeless living in there. We went and toured it just recently, and it looked like some people had been in there. We have water supply issues to that property, so that's the one that keeps me up at night. Wow. Yeah, but besides that, regular fire stuff. Right. Yeah, we have had a couple structure fires over in 85's area in the last month that are just house fires.
And just out of curiosity, working with the new ambulance company, you said you've only been here 3 months. Is that
working? Was the last item on my list. I can tell you that we are pretty happy campers. They've been doing a great job. Obviously, the two ambulances are needed down here. As I was walking over here, they were level zero, both transported. Our rescue also out on a call transporting, so which leaves no transports at all except when we call Bullhead to back us up. But before that, it was just us. And we were transporting a lot. We led the entire county in transports just down here in little O'Laughlin. So it's working out great. I hear they're trying to find a place to stay down here right now. So we wish them luck in that. We're happy to have them very much.
Yes, we are.
Any questions? Other questions?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you all. I'll be around. I'm never leaving.
Okay, Val from Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming business activities in Laughlin.
Hello, good afternoon. Val Gabaldon. A couple of things we have coming up. One is our breakfast, business breakfast at the end of the month. That'll be on Friday, June 26th, 8:30 in the morning. Speakers this month will be Brad and Nikki Hall. They are presenting Navigating the Effects of Identity Theft and Fraud. The next in-office events we have going on are Toastmasters. Those are on the 10th and on the 24th at 5 p.m. We will not have a lunch mob coming up for July. The next one will be August the 7th. We have not disclosed a location as of yet. I hope to have that for you next month. If you're looking at booking an event inside the Laughlin Chamber, please give Claudia a call at 702-298-2214, and she is extension 1. Our next big event coming up will be the 29th Annual Community Achievement Awards. That'll be held November 7th. We are currently taking nominations. If you would like to nominate an individual, a business, a nonprofit organization, please go to laughlinchamber.com/chamber-annual-events. I have already received quite a few, however, doesn't hurt to have more. And then as far as our membership goes, we are sitting with 257 active members. In total this year for 2026, we have gained 16. And one of those was this quarter two. Our volunteers and partnership, they are dark for the summer. A lot of them travel outside of the Laughlin-Bullhead City area, so they go to cooler climates. Their next meeting will not be held until September. Although if you are interested in becoming a volunteer and partnership, you are more than welcome to come by the Laughlin Chamber. We have applications there. If you have questions, you can give us a call or make contact to Sue Barilla. Her email address is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Barilla, B-E-R-L-I-L-L-A, V-I-P at yahoo.com. And then also Laughlin Chamber has services outside of what I've mentioned. We have notary services available, which are by appointment only. We have noticed the uptick on those recently. And then also another uptick is the sales on fishing license. So we are a Nevada Department of Wildlife agent, so we can sell fishing licenses. Also, we are the host for the visitor center and our business center. So if you need to fax something or make copies.
I had
copies.
A request for that this
yes.
last week. Oh my God, I don't know who does faxing anymore.
We do faxing.
Okay, so here we go.
But you're more than welcome to swing by if you need to do that. No appointment for those. So, any questions?
No.
No?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Receive a report and updates from Principal Jonathan Moss, but I don't see him here. Receive a report from Jason Bailey with Big Bend Water District regarding the status of the water system. You don't look like Jason.
All the new-ish faces today. My name's Dave Wainert. Last name's W-A-Y-N-E-R-T. Filling in for Jason this month. He is also out on vacation. Water treatment for Big Bend Water District. So total diversions for May, 321 acre feet or 104.5 million gallons. Total diversions year to date are 1,410 acre feet or 459.4 million gallons. Water system update. Staff recently repaired an on-site ozone injection water leak, and the treatment plant received new filter backwash valves and actuators, and those will create better automation and reliability for that system. And staff responded to 7 customer service calls this past month. And most recently, well, I guess it's 9, we did have one that we responded to over the weekend on Cattail Cove Street. So that was a service line replacement that was handled on Saturday. And just received a report of a new leak on Needles Highway and Airy on the west side of Needles Highway. So we have crews going out there to identify that leak and work on any necessary repairs. Development inquiries, all are pretty much the same except for one new proposed development inquiry that came in this month. It's on a parcel that is adjacent to the Laughlin River Lodge. It's the same owner, and that parcel has an existing meter and water service to that parcel. So just a note, it may be served by the existing water meter currently on site, provided that the water demands do not exceed the capacity of the existing meter. So again, that was just an initial inquiry. So if any more information comes of that, we'll be happy to share that with you as well. And financial update, for the fiscal year to date through April 30th, Big Bend Water District's debt balance decreased by $423,275 from fiscal year end 2025's balance of $2.66 million to approximately $2.2 million. Any questions?
Not on that, but do you have any update as far as the funding on WERDA and the request for proposal regarding the hydraulic study and the proposed development plans on the water tanks?
So still working on the request for qualification and then also waiting for further direction from the Army Corps of Engineers. Once Jason gets back to, he'll be back next week, I can sit down with him and we'll chat through that and get you an update as well if there's any additional news.
Okay, and the $900,000 grant that was awarded through WERDA was earmarked originally for the study to be conducted, and that was, we thought it would come later and it would be something that we could allocate for construction ready. However, it was already allocated. It was a match fund. And that required a $300,000 match. But since going forward, the Fort Mojave Development Fund is funding the study, that will go back to offset the loan by $600,000. So the original cap that we set for $11 million, if we go forward, is now reduced by $600,000. That $900,000 WERDA grant is awarded for the study, and it will reduce the loan portion by $600,000 because it requires a $300,000 match. And then the latest update that I have from Guy Hobbs is that the request for proposal, that type of thing, is looking at an August timeframe to be awarded. Okay. Was the latest that he had, and this was Friday.
Gotcha. I'll confirm too our end as well. So and you said August?
Yeah, August.
Okay.
Request for proposal?
Yeah, I know, but what?
Oh, hydraulic study.
Yeah.
And design and plan review.
Both?
For the, I believe, yeah, they're going in conjunction.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system.
Good afternoon, Will Smith, Clark County Water Reclamation District, the Laughlin facility, here to share the statistics for May 2026. The facility treated an effluent flow average of 1.41 million gallons per day. Cleaned and treated water returned to the Colorado River was 42.501 million gallons, converted over to 130.440 acre feet. Last year, this time in May, effluent flow average was 1.603 million gallons per day. And the treated water that was returned to the Colorado River was 42.718 million gallons, converted over to 131.106 acre feet, 131 acre feet. That's a decrease of 0.19 million gallons or 0.62 acre feet of clean water returned compared to last year. Excuse me. I also attached a copy, as usual, of the effluent flow comparison chart. Sewer service complaints, there were none. Odor complaints, there were none. Call before you dig tickets. There were 19 call before you dig tickets in the Laughlin facility for May 2026. And I have to make an amend and correction for last month's report. It listed zero. It actually was 24 call before you dig tickets for April 2026, which I show corrected in the report. Also still attached, I have a copy of the Clark County Water Reclamation District service rules. A little financial update. For the 2025-2026 fiscal year, overall approved operating expense budget was $2,373,823, which included an approved operating maintenance expense of $1,365. Currently at this time, we are 38.49% of the budget remaining of the operating and maintenance budget remains available at $525,334. Currently, at this time, there are no community impacting projects, but around the corner, we have Project 2012, which is the Laughlin Lift Station Number 2 Force Main Rehabilitation Project. I shared that the project 2012 was already awarded to Harbor Company. A notice to proceed was given on April 8th of 2026 with a substantial completion date of August 20th, 2028. If there is any other information that the board would like to see on the report or any information they would like to have removed from the report, please reach out to me through Kathleen and I will take care of that and get it for you. Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, that's a lot of call before you dig in the last couple of months. Is it just people doing swimming pools, landscaping? What is the predominant?
Well, riding around the town today, I'm thinking a lot of it has to do with potholing for Cox and so forth and other projects like that around in the city.
I see. Yeah, I do see them around. Okay.
So I'm going to assume that's where a lot of it come from, because when I get the report, it doesn't tell me who actually called in the call before you did take it. It just gives me the amount.
Okay. All right.
But I can't get there for you if you want to know who's been calling.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just interesting to when we see an uptick like that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Okay.
But any other questions?
No.
Well, thank you. You all have a fabulous day.
Thank you. You too. Kelly Lear is not here. Receive a report from Jackie with the Laughlin Tourism Commission regarding current and upcoming events and activities.
Jackie Wallen, Laughlin Tourism Commission. I do want to make a comment on behalf of River Fund right at this moment. Thank you, Carrie. Our net at this time is a little over $21,000 in
yes.
auction items and Jumpin' Jack Flash. So that's deposited money already for the River Fund for both sides of the river. And it was an exciting night and everybody liked the way that we did it. We did have some things going on with Swipe Simple, but things that, because we didn't know how to do it, but it came out really, really good. So thank you so much for hosting that and benefiting River Fund. We appreciate you.
It's my absolute pleasure. It was a lot of fun. I'm really pleased that the Jumpin' Jack Flash passes worked out. They were great. People loved them. They had fun with it. And I look forward to more collaboration.
Yeah, Jumpin' Jack Flash, if you didn't know, is a line cutting. It means you get to cut in the line and go before everybody else. That's kind of cool. Laughlin Tourism Commission, the 36th annual Rockets Over the River is scheduled for July 4th at 9:30. I will elaborate on that just a little bit because tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I'm meeting with BOR and Department of Interior on top of the dam to get final approval for us to light up the dam. I had to have a low voltage and a high voltage electrician. So thanks to MEC and Chris Morgan, we'll be able to go up there and do some work and see if we can use power or if we're going to use solar, because we're only going to have it for the night of 4th of July weekend, and because it's America 250 or River 250 and the dam's 75th anniversary, we wanted to highlight the dam so people have more selfie opportunities with our dam, and it will last a lifetime. So I don't know that we'd do it every year, but this year particularly because of the birthday, I think it's kind of exciting. We are also going to work with Department of Transportation on both sides to see if we can stretch red, white, and blue lights across the bridge. I don't think we'll get too elaborate because I don't know with a one-man team whether I can get that done. But we do have some River 250 grant funds available to help with the expense of that. So more to come. We did sign Nellie and Little John for October. Tickets are on sale now for that. We have another one that's going to be announce next week, but I was just told I can't announce it yet. But I think those people in my age and the generation just below me are going to be really excited. We have Killers of Kill Tony Adult Variety Comedy on December 5th at Rio Vista Amphitheater. Our volunteers again will be helping with that event at their amphitheater. With those events, I'd like to tell you that I'm in heavy talks right now. Actually logistical talks with Ironman. We want to use the river and both sides of the river for its swim, ride, and run. So we have a lot of open paved roads out here for the running and for the bike riding. Primarily, we can do all of the swimming downstream between the dam and the beach between Colorado Bell and the Pioneer, and use the Colorado Bell's parking lot as the festival grounds, because they need to start when they come in, they need to start something there, and it ends in there for festivities. We will be doing a cross-border collaboration with Bullhead City, because they'll be able to handle all the services required on that side. Mr. Knaff and Mr. Marskowitz, you'll be getting a letter of an interest and support from the Iron Man Foundation to help us with that, help us with the logistics and the support for services we need on this side. We don't have any, so I'm going to have to depend on Clark County and Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department to help us with that. A lot of it is just closing one lane somewhere so that they can run or ride. The water competition will not harm commercial boating, because it's done before they even open. It's done early in the morning. We're talking about November 15th of 2027. So that's the time frame that we have. Just want to let you know that when you see us coming up with some cool things for that, for festivals and stuff, you'll know it, we have about a year and a half out, but that's when you have to start. For River 250, we have the National Freedom Truck. We know that we got the Arizona truck, but now we're having the National. We were chosen because of our River 250 projects that we did. We really stood out nationally for all the projects that I did, and the National Freedom Truck is coming through. It's going to be hosted at the Optimum Center over in Bullhead City, so it's really easy to get to from both sides of the river for 3 days. It's a whole family event. You'll have food and games and merchandise and educational opportunities and activities for everyone there from 9 until 5. Of course, the volunteers will be there to help me, and it's going to be a great celebration. Lots of educational opportunities and things for the kids to do out of school. So I'm really excited about that one. That's the second to the last activity that I have. Come on, July 5th. Yeah. On July 5th, the River 250 grant closes, and that's when I have to do most of the hard work. That's the evaluation and sending in. We already received $32,000 of our $35,000 grant back, and our hours through the Volunteers in Partnership will be our match. So it's not a cash stress, it's a document stress. Now we have to give them everything that we have, because they pay for it, right? So they get liberty to everything. We did acquire additional funds. They called and asked if I could use it for our River 250 program. We got an additional $7,200. My desire for that, in my request to have that given to Laughlin, was because I want to put a permanent mural up to celebrate how we, as a cross-border collaborative community, celebrated America 250. And we have two choices. The first one was given to the museum that celebrates Laughlin and Bullhead in the Colorado River Museum. And on the north face of our local museum is going to be a mural, hopefully different textures, from tile to textiles of other kinds, and paint all along that wall to show history in our community. And the other one, cross your fingers, is going to be on the water tower at Matloff at the Riverside Resort. That needs us up a facelift, and we're more than happy to share that we did a really good job collaborating over America 250. So as long as those two budgets come in fairly good for materials, I think that we're right on. So anything you can do, send Matt an email, send him a text, do whatever you want, but I think he's kind of excited about it. The discussions with BOR and Department of Interior, they came fast because I got a whole lot of requests from those people that saw the red, white, and blue on Hoover. Can we do that on our dam? Can we do this on our bridge? So I had to work really fast, and good thing I had some good contacts to make happen, but now we're working fast because it has to be done within the next 2 weeks, and it has to be approved just so that we can get it done. And I'm really happy to everyone that has supported my crazy vision of this, and I hope we can get it through. The River 250 merchandise is still on sale. It will be on sale at the National Freedom Truck event, so if you need some for up there. And anytime you guys need anything, all you have to do is text me, and I'll bring it by if you have a group of people or staff that you want to give those special things to. I give group rates, of course, to bigger groups of people that want to purchase. Not much over cost, but it's enough to get them out there and for people to wear them on the 4th of July. In addition to our A's that came, we have just got a commitment from the Raiders, Alubi family from the Raiders. They're coming out to do a football camp on the 19th of June at the Anderson Fieldhouse. It's free to all students from 6 to 17 years of age, and it's hosted by Anderson, Bullhead City, and Finley. Harrah's Resort is going to put them up, so the Raiders will be nice and comfy in a hotel, and they can come the night before and leave the night after. And I think that our students are pretty excited about that family football camp coming here, and I'm excited to host them in any way that we can. I want to make assure you guys that our water levels are going to be at a minimum of 3 units through the summer. That's for irrigation, for water flow, for safety. 3 units is the lowest we can go for water safety. We are seeing a lot of 4-unit flow, which makes the river very, very swift. And with that in mind, we have Swift Water Rescue here again. And they're here from May 21st to September 27th. The WRS Swift Water Rescue Team and the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary and Coast Guard themselves are here. And we're hosting the rooms in Laughlin for all of those days. Market share split by percentage, and they've all adopted again this year for all the rooms that need to be covered. So thank you to the LTC properties. And everything else, I gave you a copy of some things that you need to know. Where the river runs red, white, and blue is not going to stop through the year. We're still going to continue that even after 4th of July. Merchandise will be available. I believe that Carrie has committed to selling merchandise at the chamber so that anybody that can't get to me or find me, they can go there and get their hats and shirts. And she will have them at a reduced price too. So, do you have any questions for all my craziness?
Madam Chair, just out of curiosity, one of the things that what you're doing with the dam, mm-hmm. is there an interest, do you think, amongst the property owners to make that a permanent type of thing that they can, you know, take an advertising interest in it and make it a permanent thing for the community?
I've always dreamed of putting a selling time on the spillway because we don't use the spillway, right. Sort of like a marquee, mm-hmm. but it's really not up to us or the resorts. It's up to what BOR and the Department of Interior will accept. Right now, if I can just get it red, white, and blue for the holiday so people can take pictures, I'm pretty happy, and then we can move forward. Connie's not a hard person to work with.
No, and plant that seed for the future. I would think that would be
And I'm really
excellent.
Happy with the people that are supporting me. MEC came out of the gate, and it's really nice to have them because they are the power dudes around here right. that are local. So I'm kind of excited that we'll get something established tomorrow and at least know which direction we're going in and what method we're going to use, whether it's solar, whether it's spotlights, because we really just need a red, white, and blue line. I don't think that we have time to purchase an oversized flag like Hoover did, but there's always a chance. I'd never say no because, you know, I'll go to the very end to get something and work overtime for it. But Go Laughlin, of course, is still nice and heavy. Once this is over, River 250, I can dedicate more time to that website and Facebook page. But the resorts are actually starting to get a little used to providing me with the material that they need to, for especially for gaming promotions. We want those to get out. So that's all I have right now. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer more.
Madam Chair, I think what's really important, mm-hmm. going back to the football camp, mm-hmm. is for our community to recognize how that really happened. Shanuba Anubi, I believe, mm-hmm. is one of our Boys and Girls Club members locally in this River Valley and ended up playing pro football and was just traded to the Raiders. And so he called up the new CEO, Dave Heath, formerly of the City Parks and Rec for Bullhead City, and said, hey, can I do that camp you talked about last year? Mm-hmm. So I think it's great if our kids could know, you know, you can grow up here and you can hit the big leagues. Mm-hmm. So
I just need more people to share and share and share, because we don't want our students on this side to be left out, and they're not going to be. They're welcomed. It's just across the new bridge, the Silver Copper Bridge, so that we can get them to that field house so they can participate and enjoy the day and be around people that they normally would not be able to be around, like the A's. That's super fun. And those little eyes just look up to those people. And if they're setting a good example, I don't mind having them here. If they're bad guys and they don't set a good example, I don't expect to host them ever. Yeah. But
this is going to happen real fast. Is there any way we can get the school buses to transport them over there?
Yeah, we could probably talk with the school and also Silver Rider and see if there's. This is the first time I've heard about it. So, yeah, whatever we can do, I can connect with Jackie and figure 19th, out.
I mean, it's going to happen quickly, but
yeah.
There should be no reason why we can't do something like that.
Especially those families that don't only have one car in the family and with somebody who's at work.
Exactly. Sure.
And I know school's out, so I'll talk with the principal and see if somehow we can blast out an email or something to all the families. So
that'd be great, because I don't
want them to. Is there a flyer or anything for it or no?
Yes, I just got a flyer.
Okay.
Perfect. I can forward it to you.
That'd be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a lot.
I know. Planning and zoning, there isn't anything. General business, none. Before we get to comments by the general public, I just want to echo a sentiment to Carrie. Your office is fantastic. My neighbor is going through cancer. She's had some issues. She just lost her husband. And I got to say that Claudia really made some things happen quickly for her. And I just want you to know that we all appreciate, and my neighbor is very appreciative for your office.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Mr. Bilbray.
Robert Bilbray, 1631 Cal Edison. I'm here representing myself personally. I wanted to express my thoughts with respect to the recent acquisition of Caesars Entertainment by Landry's and Mr. Fertitta. I've never met Mr. Fertitta personally, but I expect to in the next few days. I can already see major potential for the community, all positive, and the state with this acquisition. The immediate thing that's come to mind is obviously having to go through completion of the Riverwalk from River Palms through Harrah's has been a problem and concern of mine for over 10 years in this community. I want to commit to the board that I'll do everything I can. I own two sides of Harrah's site. I'll do everything I can to get that Riverwalk finished from and done in a very, very great style all the way through my property and all the way through Harrah's, which is legally been obligated by Harrah's in the past for a long time, but they did not want to share for economic reasons anybody to able to get to their beach or something like that. I've been unable to ever negotiate with them. I feel comfortable after speaking with representatives, for the Fertitta family that we'll be able to answer that question. And I'll keep the board advised as to what it is, how we do it. And obviously, it impacts a pump station that's material to the water source for the 4,000-acre power plant. We've got to work around that. I've already hired an architect. Greg Borgel will be representing me with respect to planning. To take $30 billion out of debt for the Tropicana and Harrah's is just shocking. I mean, and you can see the management teams are moving very fast. Kerry can probably tell faster than anybody else. There's going to be a lot of business cards changed around here. And so that's my initial thoughts. I'll be glad to express my opinion afterwards. I'll also be meeting with the Water District with respect to the future of the pump station, which is still operational. I've kept the turbines up, and keep in mind, I'm going to be asking the Water District, they're going to have to make a determination pretty soon if they want to do that. Now, I'll meet with Mr. Johnson and Mark on, you know, the future of the pump station. It's still operational. All three turbines are working. I've kept it maintained a lot of years, you know, and so I'll be meeting with the Water District with respect to the alignment, whether we do a bridge around the pump station from Harrah's to River Palms. But I'm committing to this board, we will finish that river walk and we'll do it as soon as possible.
Okay. Gotta call you anytime.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, our next meeting is July 14th, 2026. In this room, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.